Look, you know I've been not a complete skeptic, but I have my concerns about artificial intelligence.
Okay.
You know, especially when it comes
to
jobs. Yeah. And I think you have to look at, okay, well, what happens if artificial intelligence decides to or artificial intelligence will inevitably replace some workers, whatever number that is.
Sure.
Well, if you're that worker, that's going to be pretty impactful to you and your life and your family and what you're going to be able to do for work. So I think that is a healthy dose of skepticism. I also think that artificial intelligence is going to be really beneficial in a number of instances.
Especially like medical. We've heard about that.
Absolutely.
The medical field.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think there are a lot of net positives, and I think there could end up being some net negatives, but we're not quite at that point yet. Right now, we're in the evaluation stage as a community.
Yeah.
Where are we at? What do we think? Well, one of the things, according to some polling, is that those numbers of people who are hating on AI or worried about AI are pretty darn high. And I love the first sentence in this Axios piece. If AI were a candidate for political office, it would be losing in a landslide. It was written by Madison Mills at Axios, who joins us this morning. Madison, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So what polling are you referencing when you say that there is AI's getting hated on at this point?
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling out the writing in an AI world. I really appreciate it.
I know that's right. I know that's
right. But listen, it's tough out here. But the polling, it's literally pick your poll, and you can see evidence of the AI hate wave that we're seeing right now. There was a YouGov poll that I found super interesting because it showed that no matter what political party you're in, the overwhelming majority of folks in it are not happy about AI. Then you've had other polls that compare how people feel about AI to other hot topics or current events, things like the Democratic Party, the war in Iran, ICE. AI is polling worse than all three of those things. So that just shows the degree to which people are not feeling great about AI. And it kind of makes sense. And you guys were talking about this when the AI CEOs are telling everyone that this technology could take their jobs. It's not really a surprise that people aren't happy about it.
Madison, you know, even younger people who I would assume are most comfortable with technology are showing some, you know, low levels of optimism. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this idea of the AI haters that are also super users, and I would put some of the younger folks that I've spoken with in that category. You don't always love something that is shoved down your throat and forced on you, and young people are being told that they have to use AI, that they are the most susceptible to the AI hiring hit that we're seeing because entry-level work is getting crushed right now, and so they also are entering the workforce at a really unstable time, being forced to use this technology. In some cases, they don't want to. And so it's not super surprising to me, the hate that we're seeing from young people, but it does seem like it was surprising to a couple of commencement speakers over the last couple of weeks. So that was tough for them.
Are AI executives, are they embracing this, or is it something that they just can't believe?
Yeah, I've been asking AI executives for the last several months about this because we started to see this polling all the way back in February. So this is not new. It seems like at first the executives were, you know, very Silicon Valley response. They were very confused by this idea that anyone would be anything but thrilled about the presence of AI. But I think over the last couple of weeks, it's kind of hit a fever pitch to a degree, and there has been a little bit more comms massaging from the AI labs to try and get people to be a little bit more excited about it.
I know. Also, your reporting kind of notes that there's this growing resistance to data centers. Why are the communities pushing back on something most people don't really even directly interact with?
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's one massive physical eyesore that represents something that could take your job and impact your economic livelihood for the rest of your life. So I think in a way, it's kind of that like visual representation of the challenges of AI. But then there are also really tangible things. There's concerns about how it's going to impact electricity rates. In some cases, we're already seeing it driving people's bills up at a time when inflation is already a massive problem and so is affordability. So you don't want yet another thing adding to that problem as gas prices are also ticking up. You also have questions about whether or not this is the best use of community resources, or if you want big tech companies kind of in your backyard. So a lot of those issues colliding at once, and then we're seeing this really playing out across local elections across the country, mm-hmm. And now even at the federal level with the Trump administration opening up to some AI criticism as well.
You know, one of the questions that I continue to have on this topic, and I really haven't gotten an answer yet because I don't know that we know the answer yet, which is AI at this point with a lot of these big AI companies, they are still in the fundraising stage. They are still being driven and held up primarily by investors who at some point are going to want a return on their investment. And at that point, is the technology going to be out of the realm of possibility for companies to be able to use that would replace those employees, or mm-hmm. are they going to lean into it, do away with the employees, and then hope in the long run it's going to be a net positive for them? We just don't know that yet, and that leads to the uncertainty.
Yeah, and that is literally the multi-million, potentially trillion-dollar question. I've been calling this AI washing when companies lay people off and say it's because they've adopted all this great AI technology. And then when I talk to those employees who got fired, when I look at those companies' earnings reports, there's not clear evidence that a lot of these companies have done amazing work on AI. It's just a convenient thing to say when you're laying people off, because right now investors love the story of AI efficiency, and that can be a story that boosts your stock price. Of course, there are real risks about AI replacing workers. I mentioned entry-level workers, for example, being hard hit. Some work like financial analysts, data analysts that you would just think with your common sense would be ripe for AI disruption are among the jobs that experts tell me are more at risk due to AI. But then, similar to every tech revolution we've had, they tend to create more jobs than delete them. And that's something that a lot of the economists I've talked to have said. The problem is going to be whether or not when companies adopt this AI technology and the AI companies inevitably raise prices because they've become public companies, will it make sense to continue to pay these high AI bills and lay people off when people might become cheaper than AI at some point? So that's going to be a very interesting question to watch.
Really interesting stuff. Great piece in Axios. Madison Mills, thank you for your time this morning. I hope we talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, you know, the future of AI, I mean, who knows? I mean, is it going to continue to be decided, you know, by engineers who build it, or by the public deciding how much of it that they want in their lives?
I don't think the public gets a decision. I think at this point it is going to be so ingrained into what we do.
Kind of like the internet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Just bigger, more powerful, and gives you a much more narrow answer to your questions.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, what is going on with late night television as The Late Show goes away? We'll discuss.